Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the Internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. How's everybody doing out there? Welcome to Blood and Guts with my co-host and good friend, Jack Blood. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Maria.
How are things going at Radio Free Blood? I see you've been quite busy this week, quite a few shows.
Yeah, well, we are, despite what people think, we do a show every day, 3 to 5 o'clock. Usually I go an extra hour, and Tuesdays, we're recording the show on Tuesday, so we have extra hours for people today, and it is going well as the world's first pop-up radio station.
A very interesting concept, without question. I like your site, too. It looks really good.
Oh, thank you.
I understand there's a Hurricane Bill supposed to hit Houston today. And I find it quite interesting since it's also timed in with Jade Helm.
Well, I don't know. I mean, hurricanes, we haven't had a hurricane for quite some time. And it's funny, there was a story that just came out a week ago, and the anti-global warmer saying, na-na-na-na-na, there are no hurricanes. You know, you guys have been predicting, you know, 80 hurricanes a year because of global warming, and see, you were wrong about that. And then the next week, there's a couple of giant hurricanes. So I thought that was rather coincidental, but any ties to Jade Helm, I think, is a bit of a stretch without evidence, anyway.
All right. Are you hearing anything at all coming out of the states where Jade Helm is happening?
Yeah, the latest I got is that a good part of the exercise will be tuning some new applications of satellites to track people. And I think that this is a major test of new technology, which will control the populace if anything, God forbid, happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, anything can happen. I mean, I don't even know which story to start with first, but I'm sure you... I wanted to ask you, because it's kind of, I think, a kind of silly story. I didn't understand the big deal. Rachel Dolezal, the woman who was in charge of the NAACP in one state, who was posing as a black woman and teaching African-American studies as well. What I found interesting is, first of all, it was the hottest story on social media. It obliterated any other news. But when you look at her job record, she was doing a great job. What do you think about that? I mean, what's the difference between what she did and you know, being a cross-dresser?
Well, I mean, right, look, you can be any color, you can be any race you want, in my humble opinion. That story has morphed in ways I did not anticipate, so I've changed my point of view on it a little bit, but it looks kind of fake to me, doesn't it? I mean, it looks like it's manufactured to create more division and more outrage and more distraction. But that was the first thing I said, is first of all, you know, I don't understand with, and I know this is because I'm a white Irish guy, but if you're a little bit black, why do you have to be black? Why can't you be white if you want to be? That's the first question I had. Then I guess we found out she didn't have any black in her. Okay, then my next question was, well, was she advancing colored people? I know I'm not supposed to use that, but that's the name of the NAACP, so they're using it, not me. And the answer is, you just inferred, is yes. Yes, she was doing a good job. So what's the difference? Now there's a new story. She's been plagiarizing people's art and selling it. So, I don't know what to think of her. It just seems to me that side is very racist and bigoted. I know, again, that sounds racist of me to say that. In fact, everything that comes out of my mouth is racist until the black president goes away. But it's just more political division, don't you think? And I have to wonder if this thing has been completely manufactured and made up.
Well, I mean, she's a real person. Obviously, she had the real job. But what would possess her parents after all these years to come out and expose her right now?
Yeah, well, the thing could have been on the setup for a long time. I don't know. You know, what we have to understand, too, is that some things aren't a conspiracy to start with. But once they come out, then people strap themselves to it and they use it to obtain whatever political or business objectives that they have. So even if it is real and it's intent to then potentially it's being manufactured into something else at the end, which would in a sense be fake. So, but as you mentioned, if she's doing a good job, what's the difference? You have to be black to advance the colored people? Is that it? Or I don't know.
All right. I mean, she's doing a good job. Who cares, you know? I look at Herbert Hoover. All right. Was it Herbert Hoover? Who was the one in the FBI? He was a cross-dresser, you know, and he still had his job for life in the FBI. So, you know, what's the difference? But I just find it interesting how big these stories, they come out of nowhere, and they supersede all the other stories that are way more important, like the CIA torture report being, you know, released, the 9/11 28 pages released, all redacted, you know, Saudis protected in it. And, you know, everybody's paying attention to, you know, she's black, she's white, she's white, she's black. And I'm like, who cares?
If she was deceptive and if, you know, she's living a lie and she's using that to advance herself, then obviously that isn't something that I would condone. But, yeah, you're right. It does look like a weapon of mass distraction at this point.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, especially with the latest on Fukushima coming out, that the West Coast is going to get hit, like, with the full force of the radiation of Fukushima like it was 4 years ago. The government not doing any tests, all the dead animals coming in off the beach. And hey, let's worry about whether this woman was pretending to be black or not. You know, who cares?
Or the biggest coal company in the country of just hiding, you know, tons and tons and tons of coal ash and nowhere to put it. And yeah, I mean, you know, we can go down that road quite a bit. There are certainly more important things to worry about. But, hey, Tom Brady might have known about those deflated footballs.
So. I know. Whenever I see stories like that and everybody's getting all wild about it, I just usually just post, who cares? You know, to me, that stuff is so unimportant with everything that is important going on. But I wanted to ask you, since I know you hung around Texas for quite a few years, what did you think of that shooting in Dallas? Because a lot of people are saying that that was the false flag, that the van the supposed shooter was driving was actually a SWAT van.
Yeah, I think it was. Does that mean that it wasn't for sale and that guy didn't buy it? I don't know, but it does seem apparent that the shooter was known to the authorities, kind of in the same way that we see with the Boston bombing and the Charlie Hebdo shootings, that mm-hmm. he is really a role model for people who shouldn't have guns, and that gets into H.R. 2640, the whole Bloomberg, uh-huh. Everybody has to take some kind of a mental aptitude test to have a firearm, to enjoy their Second Amendment right. That would include our veterans who come home with PTSD, can be stripped of their Second Amendment, so... but this, again, has already been codified in the Nixon Improvement Act of 2007, which, if you didn't know, folks, Obama, McCain, we talked to all of them, and Bush ended up signing it. So this was, again, multilateral in its politics. So it does reinforce that. The guy allegedly was anti-Semitic, et cetera, et cetera. There seems to be some evidence that they were expecting this to happen. First, of course, as always, there were multiple shooters. That was pared down to one lone nut. So it does seem to follow a script of something that was manufactured. And I know it sounds crazy to people. Well, not everything is a false flag. Not everything is a conspiracy. As I said earlier, things don't start as a conspiracy. They can end as a conspiracy when you, again, use the philosophy of don't let any crisis go to waste. So I think it's a little fishy. At first, I was pretty skeptical of that. But, you know, you mentioned the ban, and there's a bunch of other issues that do seem rather suspicious. So I think there's a possibility that this guy could have been I'm not going to go as far as to say he was mind controlled by the CIA or something, but he could have been manipulated into this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what you're saying has a lot of truth. Uh-oh, we have a little bubble going on. You there, Jack? I think I lost
you.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you. When you look at conspiracies, you know, you look at the assassination of Kennedy and you look at 9/11, the bigger conspiracy is in the cover-up.
Yeah, I remember Jim Mars asking me that question for a film he was making, and that's what he said is, what is the biggest issue from 9/11 that you think would move people to understand what happened? And I said it was just that, the cover-up, and then he went on to talk about the same thing with JFK. So when we look at a false flag, there's a couple of particulars. There's usually, or if not always, prior knowledge, right? Number one, there's a stand down. Oh, the police just didn't know what to do. They were all confused like a bunch of Keystone Cops, and that's the second one. The third one is a cover-up, which, again, is, I think, the most damning. And then the fourth one is who benefits and you follow the money. So, yeah, it certainly has that characteristic.
Yeah, and I think after a while, I think Americans now are, the first thing we think is false flag. I mean, we're learning that we can't really believe anything that they tell us or anything we even see.
Well, that's the issue, isn't it? When you can't trust your government, when your government has cried wolf a number of times, you're less afraid that there's a real wolf at the door and that they're telling you the truth. So the government of the United States, as well as all governments, as Bill Hicks used to say, all governments, including Israel, are liars and murderers, then their credibility is shot, and we're left to kind of swim in blatant cynicism, right? So we have a right to question these things. Now, whether we believe them and we're, you know, pushing a theory as the truth and we get mad at people who don't agree with us, that's kind of where I jump off the boat.
Right. Well, I know some people really want to defend their ignorance to the death. They just want to believe the official story and just keep living their life.
Well, that works both ways. So the belief system is the enemy of the truth, and it's easier to just adopt a belief system on faith than it is to actually do the work and find the truth and use your brain for some kind of reasoning. But then again, if your brain has been assaulted by GMOs, by radiation, by various toxins and poisons, and of course the 80-hour work week, then keeping up with the Joneses, then that can be a little hard. But it's not just the people on the cognitive dissonance side who believe official stories, despite all the lies that in the past the governments have been caught in. It's the people on the other side that go so far as to put forward what would be a completely unbelievable theory, but yet they still have the right to do it, but then to attach themselves to that theory and push it to the point where anyone that disagrees with you is your enemy, even though they're with you on 99% of the other things you might believe. You know, I still get threats, death threats, from the Sandy Hook bullies all the time. So, I mean, these are my greatest enemy. Should be what? David Rockefeller, who just had his 100th birthday or something, right? My enemy should be global central banks, the people that are controlling, you know, how much money I could make and what my future is, and can I, you know, obtain and have the time to obtain a higher consciousness. These should be my enemies. Instead, my enemies are the people I'm trying to help. So they are just as guilty as those who are attached to the cognitive dissonance of a government official stories.
Well, I remember talking to David Icke once about it, and he put it in a really good way. He said, not only are they willfully ignorant, but they're arrogant about it. So they always want to get in your face and fight with you. I get that all the time, especially on social media, and I just put down, I'm not wasting my time talking to you. Because some people just want to talk to hear themselves talk. They're never going to get educated, and I really don't want to argue with anybody.
Right. I mean, there's times to argue. I had a pretty good debate with a Koch brother employee on the trade agreements in the fast track trade, and we had a professional, respectful debate. I completely blew him out of the water, and he hung himself. But we don't need to get upset. And David was exactly right when he wrote, I can't remember which book he wrote this, and I never forgot it, that when people get angry defending their beliefs, that's because they have a controlled belief system, which is organic to the reptile part of your brain. That's not the the funny reptilian alien thing. It's the actual part of your brain, your cerebral cortex, that works off of the five senses without any extra sensory perception. And it is, in a sense, just dogma. So these are the people. They get angry. And, you know, also, when people are getting angry like that, you know, it generally refers to what? Insecurity. Insecurity breeds the fear. Fear breeds the anger. So they're usually insecure about themselves and trying to prove themselves to you in order to prove them to themselves that that they're worth something, which I think is a colossal waste of time. But
Well, yeah, you can see when people get on the defensive, that's for sure. And then you know it's about to get ugly. By the way, mentioning TPP, it surely looks like Hillary was trying to hide her views on it, but I think it got exposed today that she was for the TPP. But of course, now that she's announced, you know, she's for equality for all Americans. Since when?
Her husband was responsible for NAFTA, even though it was cultivated under the Bushes. It's a trilateral commission project, okay? That's why the trilateralists love this. It would behoove the witch, who won't be president, as you know where I'm coming from on that, Hillary Clinton, it would behoove anyone that wants to be president to keep fast-track power because they don't want to limit their powers. You know, Thomas Jefferson was the champion of limiting executive powers. And he said, when I get to be president, watch out for me because I'm going to try to get as much power as possible. That just goes with the job. Or the figurehead of the job as we have today. So it doesn't amaze me or confuse me that she would be for trade agreements and fast track. That's what the presidents will want, and that's what they do, and that's where the money comes in. I was arguing with this guy from the Koch brothers programs, and he's arguing for these trade agreements, and I'm like, you haven't read these. How could you be for something you haven't read? And that should be the overall question or statement from all of us. How could you be for it if you haven't read it? And he's talking about, well, you know, this is what he told me. We don't want this to be hammered out in Congress. They say the same thing about minting our money. We don't want that in Congress because it will be turned into a big political battle and, nothing will get done. And they always give us that excuse. Yet, thousands of laws and regulations go through every year, so they're doing something, okay?
All right.
But instead, the corporations, instead of paying off our representatives in Congress to put in the things they like, the gifts and these trade agreements that they're going to get, they basically jumped ahead of it with the fast track, and they put all the stuff in ahead of time that you can't read and you have to vote yes or no on. So they've actually eliminated the entire process of having to lobby and pay off the thieves in Congress and jumped ahead, one square ahead, to write the actual rules, which again then can't be debated and you can only vote yes or no on. That's what fast track authority does.
Right, kind of like the Patriot Act, where, you know, nobody read it, everybody signed it.
Yeah, well, and did they read the Freedom Act that just went through? Because that has just codified a bulk collection of data by the NSA, which, by the way, wasn't in the Patriot Act. So they've just gotten a new power they didn't have before, which is why so many people were coming out against the Freedom. Of course, they call it the Freedom Act.
Well, you can't get more Orwellian than that.
Anything that has freedom, patriot, just get away from it, I guess.
Exactly. So do you think the TPP was defeated for good, or is it more theater?
Oh, no, it absolutely is going through. Yeah. Yeah, this is what they're trying to do, and a lot of people would be for this. This is why I always argue, Maria. Why don't they just make the argument? Because I think they win a lot of people over. What they're trying to do with this is control all the world's resources into the hands of a few who know better than the rest of us and are trying to save us from utter destruction of the earth and the human population. So they're doing this for our own good. Again, if you read about the Trilateral Commission, it's a great book called Technocracy Rising, which I encourage people to read. There is some Christian stuff in there by Patrick Wood, but he used to work with Anthony Salton. He's just done an amazing amount of research on the technocracy, which is controlling all the resources on the earth, which are allegedly supposed to help us, okay? So that's the larger reason why this is happening. Now, in cost-benefit analysis, everybody benefits from the people that want to limit what we can say on the internet, because SOPA was dead, and now that's part of this, as we know, that's been leaked, more spying and data collection on people, certainly as we've seen with the TTIP in Europe, that if you try to ban Monsanto products, that can be overridden. There's 11 countries, one vote each country, so now, some country halfway around the world can decide what's going to happen in my country, which of course limits our sovereignty and opens us up to global government. And I think we should just finally come to the point and confess that we are in global government now. Regional government has already been announced. The global government, they don't announce it till people can accept it. And that's largely what this is all about as well. So again, but since I haven't read the full TPP, since it's under lock and key, as you know, in the basement of the Capitol, with an armed guard told you're not allowed to take notes, you're not allowed to take pictures, you're not allowed to copy it and for yourself in any way, you're allowed to go down there and read it for a certain amount of time, and it is illegal to tell anybody what's in it. I think that right there, that kind of secrecy, that kind of non-transparency should be enough to alert people to say no. So there's been a huge consensus on all sides, really, to not pass this. Is it going through? Of course it is. It's a war of attrition.
Right. Well, you know, I don't know if you saw the story, but just this week, the World Health Organization pressured the United States into accepting that we cannot have labels on our meat saying what country the food comes from. So it's along the same principle of basically, if you're part of this world organization, you have no sovereignty, you have no rights.
Yeah, the WTO, the WHO, these are tentacles of global government in the United Nations. Certainly UNESCO has controlled our education system in this country and around the world, so that's where it comes from. There's no manufacturing here other than death and paper because of that very reason. And that's a horrific, horrific ruling. I don't understand how it can hurt anybody to know where your food is coming from, let alone what's in it. But this, again, I think is a way to push Americans into almost a near hyper-frenzy. And maybe that's why we have Jade Helm and all these drills going on, because they're taking some pretty big bites right now.
Right, absolutely. And then, of course, they roll out the garbage stories. I wanted to ask you, Jack, how old is your son right now?
He'll be 12 here in about a month or two.
Okay, do you allow your son to play in your own backyard if he wants to at 12 years old?
Yeah, I can't tell you too much about that. So what I would like your listeners and anyone listening to the show to know is he never leaves the house, and I'm always watching him with armed, with bullets, okay? So well, there's no way you can kidnap him or hurt him.
Wow.
So I can't really answer that question, but I do believe in freedom, and I'm trying to give him as much of a childhood as possible. You understand why I have to answer it that way.
Absolutely. But the reason I was asking it, I don't know if you saw the story, this working parents were late coming home from work. Their 11-year-old son was in his own backyard for 90 minutes, I think, waiting for his parents to come home. He didn't have his key. He had what he needed if he needed water in the barn. They had a couple of sinks, and he was shooting hoops. Next door neighbor decides to call the cops, with the kid playing in his own backyard, waiting for his parents to come home. The cops come and, of course, take the kid and his 4-year-old brother away from the parents and are pressing charges against the parents. These are stories that are coming up more and more often when they refer to as free-range children. I'm sure you've heard that expression, Jack.
Absolutely.
Free-range parenting. My parents would have been in jail for the rest of their lives because, I mean, when we were 5 years old, we were allowed to go play in front of the house. Do you know what I mean? By the time we were 10, we were able to take the bus and subway by ourselves. And
I was jumping trains at like 6 or 7. You know, it's obviously a different world. It's a more dangerous world. There are more people, and I understand all of that. There was a parable that I heard once about a kid whose mother always held his hand while he crossed the street. And one day she wasn't there to hold his hand. He crossed the street by himself and he got hit by a car. Why? Because he was so protected that he didn't know how to be free on his own, and it ended up being dangerous for him. And I think this is something that we all have to digest and understand, Maria, and that is freedom can be dangerous. Freedom can be messy. Freedom isn't perfect. There is no utopia, at least not in this existence. So I can understand why people want to keep their children safe in a world with all these weirdos. You know, all I can tell you is this, is if that ever happened to me, they'd have the tiger by the tail.
Right. I'm like, what the hell? He's in his own yard. But now we have a nation of snitches that are calling people, you know, like that blind man, that blind black American who got tasered to the ground by the cops because some do-gooder decided to call in and say he matched a description of, I don't know, some perp they were looking for. All the guy was doing was walking home from his job at, you know, Lighthouse for the Blind, and before you know it, he's tackled to the ground. And it just seems to me that I think they're amping this all up deliberately, so we're all living in sheltered in place one way or the other.
Yeah, I feel a little bit like a battery in the Matrix sometimes, but, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, and, you know, you're not the real parents of your children. The state is the children's parents. And, you know, this is why we have ISIS allegedly running around, and, you know, so many things that can't be stopped or saved, and the real crooks are on Wall Street, nothing can be done, because all the time and the resources go into making sure people have their seatbelts on, they're not jaywalking, and their kids aren't playing in their own backyard. So it's obviously a matter of some real messed up priorities, and until we as a people stand up to it, it's going to get worse.
I agree, but I mean, how many years ago, Jack, did you and me and so many other people, when we were trying to warn Americans that we were heading for a police state, how much flack we got, how much anger? And yet here we are living in a full-fledged police state, you know? I'm not saying it won't get worse or tighten the noose, but it's a police state no matter how you look at it. You need permission for everything.
Exactly. We have traded in our rights for permissions, okay? They have to do this incrementally. So if you take what's in the news today and how people are treated today and then just pop it right back into time, into maybe the 1960s or 70s or something, people would immediately take to the streets. There would be a revolution by tomorrow. But because they've done this incrementally, just look at what it takes to drive a car or even own a car now.
Right.
People would have never stood for that if they took it one big bite. So they've done this, you know, kind of in a Fabian way, very incremental and very sneaky. And there's always an excuse. It's for your safety when there's no such thing as safety and security, only control. They would have never gotten away with it. And so, because we're that proverbial frog boiling in the pot, Maria, I guess we don't notice.
Right.
We're about to be frogs.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm too old a frog not to notice it because I remember a different time. But, you know, the statistics throughout the country show that since 9/11, every year, violent crime and crime in general has gone down in the United States. They don't understand why. You would think with the recession and the economy so bad, we'd have an increase, but we don't. But at the same time, look how many more cops, how many more private prisons, how much more, you know, militarized they've become, even though our crime rate is probably the lowest it's been in over a decade.
Well, that is not the truth. And the new study just came out that medical marijuana has not increased, you know, marijuana use in the youth at all. So that was one of the myths that we were been told for decades, and that's why we couldn't allow people to have medical marijuana. So the entire system works on myth and misplaced beliefs and bad priorities, because just as the state seems to have these little piddly priorities to control us rather than to do the bigger things, which never get done and always get worse, we also, we the people, have mixed up priorities, and our priorities are to climb the corporate ladder and to have a bigger house and a better car and to keep up with the Joneses, when it should be preserving our liberties for our children and making sure they're not debt slaves.
Well, that's why I keep saying every law passed is another freedom lost. You know, you can go look at, you know, people when they got on the anti-smoking bandwagon. You know, everybody was so triumphant over it. And you know, I was like, you don't have to smoke if you don't want to. But remember, this is another freedom lost. Sooner or later, they're going to tell you what you can eat, what you can drink, and how you can have sex. And you know what? That's all come to pass. And they just keep on telling you.
It's all for our safety. You know, we don't. We're not allowed to use the kind of healing methods that we want. That's constantly being eradicated or outlawed. But yet, every new pill, where they have to make time in the commercial to tell you that it could cause cancer, is rushed through the FDA. So. Yeah, again, I mean, we're pretty mixed up. If we ever get out of this, people are going to look back at this last, you know, couple of decades and be pissed off. They're going to be pretty pissed off at us for not doing more. And then you and I will be heroes, of course, because we were trying to carry the boulder uphill, you know?
Exactly. Well, I'm not keen on being anybody's hero either, though. Jack, we're going to take a short break, so stay with us. Jack and I will be right back.
She's been called Paula Revere, the mother of the internet and even a legend. The mouth that roars, roars all truth without any input from corporate, religious, or political affiliations. Leah's in it just like you are. Often imitated but never duplicated. Commercial-free talk providing a real education in a world filled with lies, cover-ups, and propaganda. Subscribe now and encourage your friends to do the same. Feel good about supporting real media that supports you and all life on this planet. Pick a subscription of your choice and get started on the journey down the rabbit hole. If you are financially challenged or a senior on a limited income, please send an email to maria@maria.net and she will work something out for you. There's never been a more dangerous or exciting time to be alive. Education is a necessity now. Stay informed. Subscribe today at www.meria.net.
Okay, welcome back to Blood and Guts with my co-host and good friend Jack Blood. Get over to RadioFreeBlood.com, check out DeadlineLive.info, and absolutely support people. We've been here forever doing this, okay, because to me it feels like forever. And at high cost to ourselves, as you know, following, you know, all the real people out there and all the horrible things that happen to them. So, you know, can support people that support you, and, you know, don't wait 20 years from now to say we were heroes, okay? We're here now, and we need your help. It's that simple. There's power in numbers, and I think Americans have forgotten that, Jack, that there's power in numbers.
Right. Many hands make light work, but, yeah, you know, like I said, people are distracted. We don't need a lot of people, so even if we have the people that we already have, if they don't start fighting each other, which is always the case, then we're going to be okay here. We're gonna make things happen, and, you know, it's easy to be cynical and to get down about things, but I've seen so many great victories over the last 10 years in minimal that I know we can do things, and things can be done. And imagine if we weren't putting up any fight, where we'd be right now. So, you know, I got a really nice letter today from one of our listeners, rather than the usual death threats and accusations that I'm an agent or something. And, you know, and it just one person writing me and saying, thank you for what you're doing. It inspired me today is enough for me right there. But obviously we can't keep doing it without the karma from our listeners. So RadioFreeBlood.com, JackBlood@Hotmail.com if you want to find out how to support. I have a huge project. I probably won't get to it till next month when we speak, but I'm about to announce a massive project, and I'll need some help on that as well. So people stay tuned to DeadlineLive.info.
Good. Sounds good. You'll have to keep me posted. I see your favorite person. It's like, who hasn't announced running for president? I don't know who's left to pop out, but I see your pal Donald Trump announced today to very little fanfare.
Yeah, it's a publicity ploy. He's not going to win. His unfavorables are through the basement. The scandals that would come out on that guy. I mean, talk about having transparency. He wants transparency for Obama. And if you got transparency on Trump, you would see what an evil prick he really is and how he rips people off constantly. And he'll just call it business. I actually read his book, Art of the Deal. And if you're a businessman, it is like the Bible, basically. I think he's in generally for publicity. And he'll never be commander in chief, which is what he would be if he got elected. You know, even if that was the deal. And he's probably there to penis block Rand Paul on the Republican side, which I'm seeing almost everyone do. They're trying to, you know, attack any possible person that could run against Jeb and take Jeb's thunder away. So they're all in bed together, in my opinion.
Right. Well, what about Rick Santorum when he announced, I think he only had one person show up? I mean, why do these people even waste all that money? That's what I see it all as, a giant waste of money.
He couldn't even get reelected in the Senate, Frothy Santorum. That guy is a real nutball, by the way. But he could appeal to Iowa. They say he won Iowa in the caucus last time, but actually Ron Paul won. They're still saying that Santorum won, even though they did announce in the back of the paper at one point that they stole that election from Ron Paul. See, that's the thing. It doesn't matter if somebody is popular. It doesn't matter if they're populist. Look at Williams Jennings Bryan, for instance. The Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Morgans all pooled their money together to make sure that William Jennings Bryan wouldn't be president. They would pick their president, and that's just admitted, though it happened a long time ago, and they don't do that anymore, they always say. Look, they'll steal the primaries. They'll steal the election. They'll give you no candidates to vote for in the end, and that's that. Everybody has problems in this race. So what Bernie Sanders and those guys are doing is they're making sure nobody can get too close to Hitlery, in my opinion. I don't trust any of those guys. And what the Donald Trumps and the Santorums and the born in Canada Ted Cruz's and all those guys are doing is making sure that, A, they can stand out and potentially get an appointment, because I think most of them, that's why so many Republicans are running, Maria. They know this is a Republican win. It's just a matter of what job are you going to get when Jeb becomes president, right? And that would be maybe an ambassadorship or maybe a cabinet position or maybe some position as CEO at a Fortune 100 company. So basically, these are auditions. These are job interviews, quite frankly, and everybody wants in.
But they're the same old tired, useless people, and even the few new ones like Marco Rubio. I mean, they've already had so much personal shit exposed about them that it kind of makes you wonder, what are these people thinking when they think they're going to run for president? That nobody's going to do, like, a background check on them?
Yeah, well, you can't get that far, and especially you're not going to do well unless you got some kind of skeletons in your closet, which is, if you ask me, why Ron Paul was just so massively smeared in those two elections, which I think he might have won. If you put Rand Paul up against Hillary Clinton, he'd win, because he would steal a lot of her voters, especially on the issues of civil liberties and constitutional rights, okay? This is a guy against the trade agreement. Now, I'm not supporting him in any way. I'm not trying to intend that conversation at all. But he's got filibuster that he had. I mean, coming out against the Patriot Act, that was bold. Coming out then against the Freedom Act, bold. You know, I mean, and he gets no news for it really now. In fact, when they mention the GOP field, they don't even mention his name. So it's like they just disappeared him. And this is why the best people don't even bother to run, because it takes so much money. You have to compromise yourself so much. And even then, you won't even get mentioned if they don't mention you. If they don't mention you, you're not running. You know, war is over if you want it to be. It's all quite an illusion. So just get ready. Unless something radical happens, you're going to, every power you give Obama here in the end is going to be transferred like the Illuminati torch over to Jeb.
Well, did you happen to see Jeb announce yesterday?
Yeah, I don't expect much from him. Oh. This is a guy, he's running not to lose. All he's got to do is not step in a big turd, and he's okay. And that's what they're telling him to do. He's got the money, he's got the support. So it was a rather lackluster announcement, and they're so stupid. You know that they spammed me about 15 times in an hour about his announcement and trying to get money for support, right?
Right.
And when Democrats send me spam, they put my name on it. It's very inspirational. Each one is different. They never send the same email twice. The Republicans are literally in the last century. They have seemingly no idea how to use the internet.
Oh, God.
Which is why some people think that the Democrats could win, but again, it's all fixed. So, yeah, what did you think of it?
I thought it was rather sickening. I didn't get to see when he supposedly showed his mother, but I thought his mother said that this country had had enough Bushes. But I guess she's changed her mind. So he played the mother card, but then I found it quite insulting when he started speaking, I believe it was Spanish, because I was just reading subtitles, because he happens to be married to, I think his wife is Mexican. But he played that card big time, and that really sickened me.
She's Cuban, and his kids are that makes them half Hispanic. And George P. Bush just won the drug-addled son just won land commissioner in Texas, which is one of the most powerful positions there. And he'll be president someday, no doubt, unless we change our ways. So, yeah, but didn't you know the Bushes are compassionate conservatives, Maria?
I haven't seen that under either one of their reigns. We'll call it a reign because they are our, how could we call them? They're like our dynasty families, you know. And I think back to, you know, George Bush Sr. and, you know, how when he was with the CIA, when Kennedy was shot, they were so afraid of the Kennedys becoming a dynasty. But look who turns out to be a dynasty.
Well, Grandpa funded the Nazis. That's proven. It's in the National Archives. He was punished for it, funding the Nazis and war profiteering. So apparently that's how you get to become a dynasty in this country.
It's just crazy. I did want to see if you were aware that, of all people, John McCain and Dianne Feinstein are trying, supposedly, to stop the enhanced interrogation of the CIA. They want to stop torture, but obviously just a few pieces of it.
Yeah. Unless they're Muslims.
Right. And then it's anything can happen.
Or American homegrown terrorists and extremists. Then you have to do what you have to do. You don't like it, but sometimes, you know, it has to be done. There was a great piece on Saturday Night Live on the interrogation papers, and they were taking credit. They're like, yeah, not only did we do that, you know, we gave you AOL, we gave you, just mentioned like every bad commercial and everything in American culture that is basically torture, and took credit for all of that too. It's pretty good, actually. But look, America has been conditioned to this incrementally. Once again, we've learned to turn our head, not look at it, accept it. We've learned to make excuses that the people can be tortured for our safety. We've made excuses that we can go take over people's countries and steal all their stuff and all their resources and put them into refugee camps where they then will be raped by UN peacekeepers, as we've been hearing for the last few months and, by the way, the last 15, 20 years. They've learned to accept that this is what we need to do in order to keep our wonderful standard of living here, which is deteriorating around our ears as we speak.
Exactly. I was just checking over the news briefly this morning, and I saw some balcony just crash down in California. I forget which town, and I guess 8 people, you know, are either dead or critically injured. I mean, the country's falling apart at the seams. And no one seems to, you know, no one running for office is talking about jobs. They're not talking about the police state. These are the things I want to hear about. You know, Hillary came out, you know, acting like she was Roosevelt, which I also found repulsive. And, you know, she didn't talk about the police state. She didn't talk about our system of justice. And, you know, her husband is a big contributor to all these people rotting in jail.
Yeah, don't get me started on the Clinton pass. We'll be here for a while. I'm no fan of FDR, by the way. I think there's a lot of myth there. Listen, the president is on the job. Cousin Obama, because he's cousins with the Bushes and the Cheneys and the Romneys. I'm sure we're all cousins, so don't worry about it. But he's on the job. The other night he had Prince and Stevie Wonder for a command performance for the Queen. And I'm not talking about Michelle. So he's very busy being entertained by America's greatest stars and cutting ribbons and playing golf and taking trips to Hawaii. And Michelle just took a trip that cost the taxpayers, you know, what was it, millions of dollars. You know, so don't bother him, okay? Because he's very busy. He's very busy enjoying his presidency, apparently.
Right. So, I mean, how can people in America say that we don't have a monarchy here? I mean, we just call them presidents in different names, but it's the same setup.
It's, by the way, related to and the same monarchy that is all throughout Europe and some might say around the world. It's the black nobility, man, and they're not the people that you see on TV. It's generally, again, the people behind the scenes, the Morgans, the Rockefellers, you know, the usual suspects. They're the real royalty here.
Well, they're the ones that pretty much run the world. What do you think about the Bilderberg meeting going on?
Well, I will be talking to Daniel Estulin in about an hour and 15 minutes, who's been covering it. And, you know, I'm not that interested in it anymore, I hate to tell you. it's kind of a little bit like a red carpet now for the conspiracy people that can afford to go there and be seen at the Bilderberg conference. But you know what I love about this is it's still some kooky conspiracy. Just mentioning it. In fact, if you want to assassinate my credibility, just mention that I believe in the Bilderberg group, right? Mm. Which, by the way, just happened. It's a real thing. The most influential people in the world are going under the cover of a massive police protection in a place that no one can go, like the G7 was in a massive castle in Austria or whatever, that was the week before, and they are meeting in secret, and they won't talk about what they're saying in there. That would be, I think, the definition of a conspiracy, no?
I would think so. Well, you know, today, Virginia, the state of Virginia that has proven itself to be anti-gay, anti-women, anti-anything. Remember, they used to have a slogan for Virginia, Virginia is for lovers, but I guess you have to be a straight lover now. Maybe they should change their signs. But I read that they actually, as of today, have banned using curse words in public in the state of Virginia.
Makes you just want to go there and swear up a storm, doesn't it?
Makes you just want to get that 4th of July flag and gag on it. You know, instead of thinking how close we are to the 4th of July. And you know I live in a tiny little cowboy town, so you know they're going to have their parade and everybody's going to be waving their flags. When they don't understand that, what freedom are they actually celebrating? You know, now You can't even curse in public. I thought the First Amendment gave you freedom of speech.
Well, I curse all the time. In fact, I think I've mentioned the name Rockefeller 4 or 5 times on the show today.
Oh, wait. How did that man, that thing, how does he live to be 100 years old? When I saw he had his 100th birthday, I was like, oh, my God, how these people never seem to die.
I think he killed his own son, Richard, on the 99th birthday, which upside down is 66. But he ran the Doctors Without Borders project, and they were infecting people with Ebola and whatnot around Africa. And then just before that story got huge, he had a plane crash right after he left his dad's house for the 99th birthday. They have these heart transplants, I believe, are an attempt at life extension, though the first head transplant will be taking place here any day. So I guess sooner or later, you'll have that. Can you imagine that old lizard head of David Rockefeller on, I don't know, like a 20-year-old body or something? Or could you imagine? I was asking my listeners this the other day. What would be better, to put Jeb's, since they're the same creature, put Jeb's head on Hillary's body, which I thought would be the funniest, or vice versa, put her head on Jeb's pale piggy pink body?
I don't know if it was you that said it or a poster I saw. But I said, why don't Hillary and Jeb just have a kid together so we don't have to choose between a Bush and a Clinton anymore?
You know, I once witnessed Poppy Bush drooling all over the Schwarzenegger kids. He was just so enamored by the Nazi Kennedy blood mixing together. and he looked like he wanted to snatch him.
How is he still alive? You know, I mean, you got to look at these people. I understand they can afford better health care than us, but this goes beyond health care. You know, are they cloning themselves? You know, are they eating up other people's organs? I mean, did they make a pact with the devil? I mean, what's the deal? You know, it's like, you know, the worse you are, the longer they seem to live.
Well, back in the day, the royalty used to bathe in the blood of virgins because they thought it would extend their life. Now, with DNA research, with all the science that we have funded for them, it's possible. So I see all these heart transplants that are popping up. Clinton had one or two. Obviously, Cheney's had about six. David Letterman had one. He's certainly part of the super elite now. So, you know, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but these are certainly, look, on face, it's life extension because you would have died without the heart transplant. So let's think of that, right? It's one of those very simple things. Like chemicals come out of every airplane. So there's obviously chemtrails exist. I mean, you just take it on the most basic of all principles. So it's life extension right there. To answer your question, they don't attack their bodies the way we do. They generally don't smoke. They don't drink. They don't have any toxins, poisons. They don't eat GMO food. They eat macrobiotics. They have chefs cooking for them. And they have access to medicines and to ingredients and things that we just don't have. So obviously they're going to live longer. So I guess, you know, better health care, you know, that's a very complicated topic in its own right.
Right. Well, we pay to give them better health care than we have. You know, to me, you know, giving Cheney a new heart was a waste of time and money. But, you know, I had no proof he had a heart to start with.
What will we do without Henry Kissinger? Who will take his place? You know, I mean, so we should be grateful that they're going to hang on and live to be 200.
These people were like old when I was a kid. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh my God, they're still around. And I can think of so many people who have been dead for a long time, a whole lot younger.
Yeah.
One other story that I think is not getting enough attention, Jack, is us pushing on Russia. You know, we keep coming up with, you know, we're going to arm the Ukraine, we're going to put arms in Poland, and Russia's all, you put arms in Poland and we're going to put troops on the border. We're going to arm our borders. I mean, Russia keeps saying that they don't want to get into this big fight with the United States, but it looks like the U.S. just keeps pushing them every chance they have.
Yeah, well, they tried to blame them for the Boston bombing, too. I knew once the big new Brzezinski was in on the picture before Obama was actually selected, I knew that Russia would be a major target, and I think so did everybody else. So I'm not sticking up for them because they have their own bag of evil that, you know, I wouldn't want to live under either, okay? But because I know a lot of people that think they're great and they're the bastion of freedom and all the rest of that. I don't think that's true, but certainly this was planned, and it is part, again, I think we might have talked about this in the past, Maria, it's part of turning the world into two sectors, us against them. Oceania is always at war with Eurasia until it's bad enough that the people just say, screw it, let's just have the one government, and then this will be over, and we'll all police any rogue nations that disagree with that, and won't contribute to total control of their resources and their lives to the few men that control the rest of us at the top seat of global government. So that's where it's all heading. And I don't like to get caught up into Cold War. Look, if you do, then Obama just completely messed this up. If he's really in control, they're escalating all their weapons. They're spending more money on amping up more nukes and all the things that have supposedly been undone that I guess Nixon or Reagan or somebody or Kennedy might have done with detente. So, you know, I mean, it's a fail on every level unless the goal is to synchronize us into the one technocracy, which I know is what's happened.
Right. Well, I have to agree with you on that one, Jack. Anyway, you and I are doing what we do.
We agree on something.
We agree.
The whole hour, we finally agree on something.
I thought we were agreeing all along. Did I miss something? Well, let's see what happens between now and next month, Jack. And we just keep doing what we're doing till we can't. That's the way I see it.
Well, good. You keep telling the truth, and that's I'm talking to your listeners. Stick to it. That's its own reward. Not that you're right and somebody else is wrong, but you are catapulting the truth and not the propaganda. So keep doing that. Do our best, and everybody keep their faith and stay bold.
Thanks, Jack. You take good care.
Love you, Maria. Bye.
Bye. Jack Blood. Check him out. DeadlineLive.info or RadioFreeBlood.com. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show. We've been here forever. We're even here when we're suffering, physically suffering, which I can tell you, I had a really bad night with my migraines. But we're still here because we have stick-to-itiveness and integrity. And that's what I always ask or hope for in return. Anyway, I'll see you guys on Thursday when I'm back with the news. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.